The situation in Iraq is adding to tensions between the U.S. and Russia. In fact, some experts say the two countries are headed toward a new type of Cold War. Moscow is said to be furious about a number of U.S. policies it calls anti-Russian, and that's having an impact on a number of fronts, as NPR's Gregory Pfeiffer reports from Moscow.
Relations hit a new low last month when the Pentagon accused Moscow of giving Saddam Hussein intelligence about U.S. troop movements during the invasion of Iraq. Moscow denies the accusation, saying it shows Western countries are mired in Cold War attitudes. Kremlin spokesman Dmitry Peskov says that kind of disrespect doesn't befit a country whose oil-fueled economy grew 7% last year.
Russia in 2006 is completely different than it was in the 1990s. It's once again carrying out a very independent foreign policy. Of course, that makes our rivals unhappy, but Russians feel proud about it. They don't want the country to be treated like it was in the 1990s.
Attitudes in Russia are hardening. A poll last January said 57% of respondents see the United States as a threat to global security. Kremlin-connected analyst Sergei Markov says Russians are especially angry about Washington's support for pro-Western governments in the former Soviet republics of Georgia and Ukraine.
For Russians, it's incontrovertible evidence the West doesn't want an honest dialogue with us or to support democratic tendencies. It wants geopolitical domination. It's cynically engaged in deafening demagoguery and ignores the principles of real democracy.
Moscow is responding to countries slipping away from its influence by waging trade wars against them. In January, the government temporarily cut off natural gas supplies to Ukraine after Kyiv refused to pay a fourfold price increase. Moscow has also blocked milk imports from Ukraine and meat from Poland. And last month, Russia banned wine from Georgia and Moldova. The government is forcing stores to remove wine from their shelves, saying it contains dangerous pesticides. It's a big blow to producers. 90% of cash-strapped Georgia's wine exports go to Russia. But very few buy Moscow's reasoning about protecting consumers' health. Even pro-Kremlin analyst Markov says the bans are really about politics. He says Washington's aggressiveness has forced Moscow to assume a defensive mentality.
It's based on the assumption that the West is trying to build a cordon sanitaire around us to lock the Russian bear inside its cold winter lair.
Speaking on Wednesday during a trip to Moscow, U.S. Undersecretary of State Nicholas Burns dismissed the growing Russian anger.
We're not at all apologetic about the fact that we're trying to support the full sovereignty of two independent states, members of the United Nations, Moldova and Georgia.
Alexei Makarkin of the Center for Political Technologies says the fundamentally different values of the two countries has complicated Russian-American relations.
Russians project their own realities onto their image of the West. We often just don't understand the West. For example, when courts rule one way or another, we believe the decisions are ordered by the country's leaders.
And Makarkin says when major American newspapers publish articles critical of the Kremlin, Russians tend to believe they're ordered by the White House. But Makarkin also says Western countries fail to understand how Russia operates. He cites new restrictions against non-governmental organizations, which Russian officials accuse of using foreign money to meddle in Russian politics. But Western donors say they're only interested in developing democracy. Again, Alexei Makarkin.
There's a kind of escalation going on, based on mutual misunderstanding, suspicion, and serious phobias. And for now, it's not clear how to end that escalation.
One of the main diplomatic battles concerns Russia's bid to join the World Trade Organization. Moscow must first sign an agreement with Washington, but accuses the United States of using issues like intellectual property rights and access for foreign banks to the Russian market to impede Moscow's application. Some top officials in Moscow are already saying WTO membership would be harmful, another sign of fraying links between Russia and the West. Gregory Pfeiffer, NPR News, Moscow.